CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Belts tightening, shopping lists shortened as the government shutdown enters its 15th day. Thousands of federal workers have only received partial paychecks. Soon there will be none at all. Last night, the Senate failed once again to pass a bill to reopen the government. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
Members of the military will get their paychecks due today after the administration rearranged Pentagon funds at the president's direction.
Now, lawmakers here continue to get paid as is required by law, but the police officers who protect this Capitol have missed their first full paychecks, and the union that represents them is urging lawmakers to start talking and negotiate.
The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a redrawn congressional maps case. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Depending on how the Supreme Court ultimately rules, a lot of states will go back and decide that they want to redraw district lines, particularly when we are leading up to the midterm elections and the balance of power in the House of Representatives is really up for grabs.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is speaking out to CBS News exclusively as a fragile ceasefire holds in Gaza.
I think that this is a transitional period, and we want a fashion, a governance that works, that is not made of people who are committed to our destruction. Because if we are, if we put them there, then we'll just repeat it again and again and again.
Israel says one of four bodies returned by Hamas this week was not a hostage, but a Palestinian. Crews dismantled a fence surrounding an ICE facility in suburban Chicago just ahead of last night's deadline set by a judge. And another immigration agent tracker has been taken offline. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The page was taken down at the Justice Department's request. Attorney General Pam Bondi says it was part of an effort to dox and target the 200 ICE agents who are in Chicago as part of President Trump's immigration crackdown. Meta says the group was removed for violating its policies against coordinated harm. Earlier this month, Apple and Google blocked downloads of apps that tracked immigration agents.
Bad Bunny. He's not for country music fans who've started a petition on change.org to have George Strait replace him as the Super Bowl halftime show performer.
Sometimes I feel like Jesse James.
They say they're worried the 31-year-old Puerto Rican reggaeton star will turn the show into a political stunt after opting out of U.S. tour stops over concerns about ICE raids. Dow futures are up 244. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The medical megapowers have reached a deal. Ascension Wisconsin and UnitedHealthcare have settled their contract dispute, restoring in-network coverage at Ascension Hospital statewide. It means patients won't have to face higher costs or need new doctors. The deal is retroactive to the first of the month. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire from the Kenosha County Circuit Court on January 6th after serving for 20 years. Governor Tony Evers is accepting applications to appoint someone to finish his term with a deadline to apply early next month. A Kenosha County judge dismissed the sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator. It comes after the victim refused to testify against Curtis Tollfree. The case was dismissed without prejudice, so charges could be brought back if circumstances change. Racine Neighborhood Watch got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. This year across the city, more than 4,500 people participated along with police, firefighters, and city leaders. Go deeper on the donation online at racinecountyeye.com. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police force to help with mental health calls. It's funded by state and opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office launched a similar pilot program with virtual mental health support for deputies. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is holding a military funeral at 2 today for a U.S. Army veteran with no known family. The public is invited to attend the service at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. If the Brewers can pull out a couple of wins in L.A., the series will come back to Milwaukee Monday. The Dodgers took a 2-0 series lead over the Brewers with a 5-1 win in Milwaukee last night. Now the focus turns to L.A. for Game 3 tomorrow at 5:08. Milwaukee needs to win at least two games in L.A. to send the series back to Milwaukee for a Game 6 on Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew loses game two.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers possible through about mid-morning. Otherwise, expect more clouds than sun. It'll be cool with highs right around 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, partial sunshine, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 53 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning.
I'm Dan Marcus. We made it to Wednesday.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise.
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy,
here is. Is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
And you're listening to my friend Dan Marcus.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck until the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. We're excited to have Connie Feldman join us on the news staff. Connie handles news chores in the afternoon, and so that Stuart J. Waddles can get some time off of WRJN. It's that simple. So listen to Connie. She's a pro. She has been doing news for years and years, and we're thrilled to have her on the staff. You'll like her. She's good. Connie Feldman, afternoon news here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Find your perfect autumn wardrobe. Snag kitchen gadgets to spice up those fun recipes and uncover vintage gems, bringing seasonal charm into your home. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Timeless hits, WRJN, getting cosmic now. Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In from Hair, the Broadway musical. Fifth Dimension, WRJN.
Of Aquarius, made of Aquarius. trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh.
Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A handshake has resumed healthcare for many in the area. Ascension, Wisconsin and United Healthcare have reached a new multi-year deal restoring in-network access to Ascension hospitals for thousands of patients across the state, including in Racine County. The deal, effective immediately and retroactive to October 1st, ends weeks of uncertainty that forced patients to choose between changing doctors and paying higher costs. In statements, both sides thank patients for their patience during negotiations. You can go deeper on that agreement online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. If you've ever wanted to be a judge, get your gavel ready. There's a judgeship opening in Kenosha County with the retirement of Judge Anthony Milosaskis set for early next year. Governor Tony Evers is looking for someone to fill that spot. He's taking applications through November 3rd. Wisconsin law lets the governor appoint judges when there's a vacancy, but the new judge must run in the next election to keep the job. Another area community is making moves towards better mental health. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police department to help with mental health calls. The social worker will ride along with officers, provide follow-up support, and train staff on suicide risk checks. It's funded by a state grant and village opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has something similar. They've recently launched a pilot program where mental health experts provide virtual real-time support to officers to help with de-escalation and to connect people with care. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is asking for some help today. They need folks to help honor a U.S. Army veteran who has no known family.
A military funeral with full honors will be held at 2 today at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. The service will take place at the South Committal Shelter. Organizers say it's a simple way to show respect for someone who served our country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers possible through about mid-morning. Otherwise, expect more clouds than sun. It'll be cool with highs right around 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, partial sunshine, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Dan Marcus Wax Museum on the way. You know who had a lot of hits that you don't hear anymore? Cher. One of her best nuggets on the way on WRJN.
I've been crying because I'm lonely.
For you,
smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't wash away the fear that you never ever gonna return. To ease the fire that within me burns, it keeps me crying, baby, for you. Keeps me sighing, baby, for you. So won't you hurry, come on, boy, see about me.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up at Dan Marcus Wax Museum, Nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while, and this one is by Cher, a song she complained about for the oddest reason. I'll tell you that reason next on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, the fabulous flavors of fall continue to appear. O&H's sensational pumpkin pound cake is buttery rich and frosted with their smooth cream cheese icing. Also featured are pumpkin brownies. These very generous sized treats are all of family pleasers. So stop in and pick up several. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This song, written by a member of the Five Americans who sang, well, the keyboardist who played the keyboards on Western Union. Remember that song? Now, he wrote this song and gave the lyrics unfinished to Cher's producer, who said, just kill off the main character by the end of the song. Cher sang the song, didn't think it'd be a hit. It went to number one. After all, what does Cher know? But she didn't like this song at all for the strangest reason. She says, too many words. There is no place in the song to breathe. The song, Dark Lady, number one for Cher. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
Some words that were so strange to me. Then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the car still stayed black. Said the man you love is secretly true to someone else who is very close to you. My advice is that you leave this place. Never come back.
Reminded me of the night the lights went out in Georgia for some reason. A song about murder, obviously. That hit number one, and when it did, it knocked Seasons in the Sun out of the top spot. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
WRJN can buy me love. Makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Beatles and Stones back to back. More Rock and Roll Hall of Famers than anybody else here at WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's payday, and thousands of federal workers are only getting partial.